Imagine a software development world where quality isn't something frantically bolted on before release, but woven into the fabric of creation from day one. A world where testers aren't isolated bug finders, but valued collaborators who guide development from the first conversation. This transformation is at the heart of Agile Testing by Lisa Crispin and Janet Gregory. Their revolutionary approach flips traditional testing on its head, positioning quality as everyone's responsibility, not just designated testers. The book has fundamentally changed how organizations approach quality in the digital age, healing the often fractured relationship between those who build software and those who test it. When teams embrace this collaborative mindset, they discover not just better software, but a more fulfilling way to create it together. Traditional software development created artificial walls between developers and testers, positioning testers as gatekeepers who would catch bugs after coding was complete. This adversarial relationship wasn't just inefficient, it was fundamentally broken. The whole team approach to quality tears down these walls. In agile testing, quality becomes everyone's responsibility. Developers write automated unit tests and participate in acceptance testing. Testers might pair with programmers or help write test-driven code. Business analysts collaborate on acceptance tests alongside testers. This approach leverages diverse perspectives to deliver better software. What makes this powerful is the recognition that quality can't be tested in at the end. It must be built in from the beginning through continuous testing and feedback. One team reduced their defect rate by 80% within 6 months of adopting this approach, while simultaneously increasing delivery speed. This cultural shift requires letting go of traditional roles. Testers must abandon the quality police mentality and become facilitators. Developers must recognize that writing testable code is as important as writing functional code. Product owners must actively participate in defining acceptance criteria. The whole team approach doesn't diminish testing expertise. It amplifies it by distributing quality consciousness throughout the team while still recognizing the unique perspective testers bring to the table. Success in agile testing requires embracing a mindset that values collaboration over gatekeeping, prevention over detection, and learning over blame. The agile testing mindset starts with courage, the willingness to speak up about problems, ask questions, and admit uncertainty. While traditional testers might fear being blamed for missed bugs, agile testers raise concerns early, even when uncomfortable. For example, if a tester notices accessibility issues in a new feature, rather than just logging a defect report, they immediately gather the team to demonstrate the problem and collaborate on a solution before code commitment. This mindset emphasizes continuous improvement through experimentation with new tools, automation skills, and business domain knowledge. It prioritizes delivering customer value over following processes, asking, "How can I help deliver what customers need?" instead of, "Did we follow the test plan?" Though the transition from traditional testing's rigid documentation to Agile's adaptive approach can feel unsettling, it ultimately leads to more effective quality assurance. The Agile Testing Quadrants framework organizes tests across two dimensions: team support versus product critique, and business-facing versus technology-facing approaches. Quadrant 1 focuses on technology-facing tests supporting the team, primarily unit and component tests. Through test-driven development, TDD, these tests guide development and provide rapid feedback for refactoring. Quadrant 2 contains business-facing tests supporting the team, mainly functional tests verifying business requirements. Written with stakeholders, these tests serve as executable specifications to ensure the right features are built. Quadrant 3 comprises business-facing tests critiquing the product through exploratory, usability, and user acceptance testing. These human-driven evaluations often uncover issues automated tests miss. Quadrant 4 addresses technology-facing tests critiquing the product, including performance, security, and reliability testing. These verify essential non-functional requirements using specialized tools. Teams typically work across multiple quadrants simultaneously, ensuring comprehensive testing coverage while recognizing that different testing types serve distinct purposes. In agile development, tests drive the development process rather than just verifying code. This represents a fundamental shift in software creation. The process starts with collaboration between business stakeholders, developers, and testers to define examples of system behavior. These examples become acceptance criteria in automated tests. For an online shopping cart, examples might include when a user adds a $20 item, the subtotal should be $20, or when applying a 10% discount code, the total should be $18. These examples clarify requirements and expose assumptions early. Developers write unit tests expressing these requirements before implementing code. This test-first approach ensures testable design, requirement compliance, and immediate feedback when changes affect functionality. The benefits include concrete requirements, improved code quality, focused feature development, and tests that serve as living documentation. Success requires discipline. Developers must resist coding without clear test requirements, testers must create testable examples, and stakeholders must actively participate in defining and reviewing tests. Test automation is crucial for agile teams, with three strategic layers that maximize ROI. 1. Unit and component tests, the foundation. Quick tests focusing on small functionality pieces, providing rapid developer feedback. Teams should prioritize this layer, implementing thousands of tests that run in minutes. 2. API and service tests, the middle. Operating at the business logic level, these tests bypass the UI for greater stability and speed. This layer should verify business rules through hundreds of integration tests. 3. UI tests, the top. These simulate user behavior through the interface. While valuable for end-to-end workflows, they're slower and more fragile. Teams should automate only critical paths. Many teams have an inverted pyramid with too many UI tests and insufficient unit tests, resulting in slow, brittle test suites. Rebalancing according to the pyramid yields faster feedback and more reliable coverage. Success requires developer-tester collaboration, with developers focusing on unit tests and testers on API and UI tests, while everyone contributes to the overall strategy. Agile testing reframes quality from a final checkpoint to an ongoing journey. Teams move from build then test to building quality from the start through collaboration, automation, and continuous feedback. Quality emerges not from rigid processes or documentation, but from people working together effectively. Success depends on creating an environment where everyone contributes to quality with the right skills, tools, and mindset. The journey presents challenges, technical hurdles and test automation, cultural shifts in adopting team approaches, and organizational battles for resources. Yet teams who persist find that agile testing improves both product quality and development sustainability. These principles become more crucial as technology evolves and change accelerates, making traditional testing approaches obsolete. Agile testing's focus on adaptation and continuous learning provides a framework that evolves with these changes. The quality journey is endless, with new techniques, tools, and challenges emerging constantly. By embracing agile testing, teams create products that truly delight users, the ultimate quality metric. Success isn't measured by test coverage, but by how effectively we've collaborated to build something valuable.